You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Pat Blank. Yesterday afternoon, I had the opportunity to drive north to Mitchell County near Osage and ride along with Pam Johnson, the past president of the National Corn Growers Association, as she helped with the harvest. Thank you for joining me this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about where we are right now and what you're up to this afternoon.
Well, it's pretty exciting for me, for all of us, because we're finishing up our last field of soybeans. It's been a struggle from the get-go all year. So good to have this under our belt before we head into some weather this week, whether it's rain or snow, and then we're looking forward to getting back to corn and plugging away at that and getting the corn harvest done.
As I mentioned, you are the immediate past president of the National Corn Growers Association, and earlier this year, you testified before a House Committee on Energy about the Renewable Fuels Standard. So tell us all a little bit about that. Refresh us what the Renewable Fuel Standard is and what does it mean?
Well, the Renewable Fuel Standard, as you say, is very critical to Iowa. You know, we've got 41 ethanol plants here, and that's just, you know, the basis or the foundation, because I've watched the real story from the beginning of the ethanol industry burgeoning in Iowa, and we were fortunate enough as a family to have two of our kids come back to the area, one farm full-time and one taught. But I watched other kids be able to come back who were their age because of the ethanol industry. There were jobs not only in the plants, but there were good jobs, trucking jobs. We had kids come back and put up monoslope cattle buildings to raise cattle. And I just watched as what for me was rural economic development happening in a very visible way.
We've been riding along today in a tractor pulling a grain cart, and we've been seeing the harvest come in. So let's talk a little bit about, in this part of the state of Iowa, what is the harvest like compared to maybe some of the other parts of the state?
Well, Mitchell County has really struggled, and we live just south of the border in Floyd County, and it's been a struggle all the way along, and then, of course, Mother Nature shut the rain off in August. So we're really pleased now that we've had a long growing season. We were afraid, you know, of all the things that could happen, we would have an early frost, and we have not. So the weather's been good to us at the back end of the harvest season, and we are pleasantly surprised with the yields that are out there this year despite the weather.
Is there anything that I didn't ask about that you would like to add, either about your tenure as president of the National Corn Growers Association or in general as you look across the fields here? We've got a beautiful, bright, sunny day, and things are pretty good today.
They are, and this is one of those days that farmers always look forward to when you can be out. It's a beautiful fall day, and you're bringing in the harvest. And I think what's one thing for me it's important for every farmer to remember is that as farmers, our voice is getting smaller and smaller. And we don't often get to tell the story like I'm getting to tell with you today, but we really need farmers to get involved and engaged. And as serving as president of the National Corn Growers Association this last year, it became very apparent to me about how it works in government and in agencies. And your calls and your voice really does count. If you appreciate what the Renewable Fuel Standard and that market for corn ethanol has been for you, then you need to make your voice known. And not just with politicians, but you're also visiting with your neighbor across the street or somebody you go to church with. And make sure you tell your story of what agriculture looks like these days, because it's entirely different. And it's important for consumers to understand so that they're supportive.
Pam Johnson, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for letting me tag along and ride along with you this afternoon.
Well, it's been a pleasure to finally meet you, because I listened to your voice out in the tractor all season long, so it's good to put a face with a voice.